there's really no one else that I can remember that was like so hot that I would be, I have to go back.
Yeah. I'm sure I'm like looking back with like as the rose tinted glasses, you know, like, like, oh, I was young and he was beautiful.
Maybe I shouldn't go back and suck that guy off by the river, but
by the river. Where did you guys hook up in his van parked by the river? No. That he lived out of?
No. That was actually the first time I'd ever experienced like what poppers were. I didn't know what they were, and this dude was doing them, and I was like, "What are you doing?" Like, I was thinking, "Oh my god, is he doing coke?"
I'm trying to think of like the first time I used poppers.
I was probably like 20.
I was at a dance club like,
when I first used it.
Oh, really?
It wasn't even during sex. It was during at a dance club.
I'm wondering if it was the first time that I had like a threesome. I want to say.
And when was that? When you were like 8?
Bitch, don't be nasty.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
That was actually the first time I'd ever experienced like what poppers were.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 3013 of the BFO for Monday the 19th of August 2019. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Big Fatty Granny didn't say it with you. That's because he's in a foul mood. Big Fatty. Poopas. Big Granny, did you poop? No, but Granny and I are here. And before this is over, one of us will probably poop. Right, Granny? Oh, gosh. Y'all, you're poopas today because, y'all, I'm pooped. I am pooped. And Granny and I were just... What the fuck are you doing? Grant, y'all, he's sitting over on the bed playing on the soundboard. So, anyway, yes, Big Fatty, he's the only one in here making sounds. Oh, Big Fatty, it's the crickets. But anyway, y'all pooped. Poop because the Pride 48 has come to an end. It was a resounding success, wouldn't you say, Granny? Okay, great.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, there was the applause. You know, it would be better if you were sitting over here beside me doing all that. But no, but he couldn't be bothered. It's almost like Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, was in the room with me. Y'all, what we didn't tell you, this was when we recorded the Friday little show. Y'all, right after I finished recording, I stood up and Gay Country West was laying on my... on my bed here in the auxiliary recording studio, and y'all, I just kind of stood up and bent over, and y'all, I cut one loose, cut the cheese. I mean, it was moist, wasn't it, Granny?
Oh God!
And and y'all, it was not human. I don't think it was human, but. What is that?
It's alive.
Oh, it's alive. anyway, but y'all, everything started off just fine. Y'all, I think on Thursday. Oh my God! I apologize now. y'all on Thursday and Friday.
Too far.
Thursday and Friday, y'all, I got over 11,000 steps both of those days, and I don't think I left the motel, except I may have walked next door to get a little something to eat, But y'all, it was just all that back and forth and back and forth and up and down and back and forth and up and down. And oh, excuse me, is that the death phone? Big Fatty, it's Granny calling. Y'all, Granny has kept it. Y'all, Granny has kept it like a mortuary in the room here. In fact, y'all, when I think I told you on the full right little show that as people were registering, they were asking to sign the guest book because he was laid out on his bed. But anyway, y'all, everything went well. The full right pink carpet. Y'all, I had Gina Ann Tonic on there with me, and she was just lovely, wasn't she, Granny?
Yeah.
Do you even know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Granny couldn't be bothered to come down the pink carpet. Y'all, the pink, we had a beautiful pink carpet. It was all sparkly and everything. And oh my God. And then right after that, we had the opening show with Taylor and Kyle, and y'all. Then we were right into the password, the Pride 48 password, and y'all. I think everybody enjoyed the password, didn't they, Granny?
Oh yeah, it was a blast.
It was fun, and then after that, we had. And y'all, you'll get to hear those shows probably next week when I'm over in Hatlanta. Big Fatty, no rest for the weary. It's true. And let's see what happened after that. Then Archer did his gangbang, and y'all, I was on that. Y'all, by the way, I don't know if you heard this or not, but JonBenet Ramsey's. No, not JonBenet Ramsey. Elizabeth Smart's father is a homosexual. Benny, I hadn't heard it. And y'all, then everybody went out on the town on for right night, except Big Fatty. Y'all, I was tired. I was whooped, there was a can of whoop ass, and it whooped me. And y'all got up on Saturday morning, and what did I do? Oh my God. And Big Fatty, is this the weekend recap? Shouldn't you have played that music? Well, I should have, but I'm too tired. I'm tired now. We had the Pride 48 Brofkas. Granny, did you enjoy the Brofkas?
Loser.
What is it? The poor old thing, she's found a little toy, and she can't keep from playing it. And anyway, the Brofkas was delicious. And then we had little shows. We had the Big Ricky show, and y'all, then that Gary, that happy birthday to you, Gary, from Phoenix, from Albuquerque, from Portland. Hell, we don't know where he's from. Y'all, we found out he has 28,000 Pwn videos, and y'all, we were all flabbergasted. And he did a little show called Listen Up. It was just listeners of podcasts. He says it's the first and the last. And but y'all, it was actually quite good, didn't you think, Granny?
It was wonderful.
And then I don't have the schedule in front of me, so I don't remember what was next. Big Fatty, not important. But y'all, we had our group picture. We had our group picture in the afternoon, and then we took a break for supper, and y'all, during the morning and up until about 5:45 p.m. in the afternoon, that Hendrick and fucking Dan from the gayish little show, y'all, they were selling the cash raffle tickets. Y'all, it was the 50-50 cash raffle. It was $1 a piece, so 6 for $5, or for Ooh, $10. Either fucking Dan or Hendrick would stick their hand up your booty hole. Beep! Fatty, they would not. Up your pants and measure the tickets for boots to balls. And Big Fatty, that you would have done better with 6 for $5. Yours hangs so low. Anyway, oh my God. but. Y'all, we raised $950, which is very generous, of the attend from the attendees here at Pride 48 in New Orleans. And y'all, Digger, from Tom of Tom and Terry in the Chicago's, won the prize, the cash prize, and. And that's what Granny sounded like, because y'all, we made Granny choose the winner, and he didn't even bother to put choose himself. So congratulations to Digger. You know that perhaps he can move from a successful bumper career into being a voiceover actor, because I don't think we have a voiceover actor in Pride 48. I'm not sure, but I may be wrong on that. But anyway, and y'all, then we started. Oh, I know what. You know, since that Joey Bukkake was not in New Orleans, that Taylor and Taffy, they did a little show where they had some sort of scavenger hunt and a quiz program thing where they gave points and everything. Y'all, I don't remember. Was there a prize for that, Granny? I don't remember. anyway. There was a prize for the Pot is My Co-Pilot quiz. They had a quiz during their show, and that Javier and Cian were here. First time attendees from Dallas. Big Fatty, do they know Joe? They do now, I bet. They were cute as a button. Cute as a button. And Big Fatty, that he got measured a lot because he's a tall drink of water. It's true. And Joe from Dallas got measured a lot because he's got a big, yeah, anyway. excuse me. What the fuck was that? Big Fatty, it's your supper. Finished up with the Geeky Gay. They had the Stick It With a Poke that evening, and they finished with the Geeky Gay on Saturday. And y'all, that old Crooked Hat, y'all, he had the Hot Wing Challenge, and it was him and Big Ricky and Taylor. And y'all, it may have been one of the funniest things that I have ever witnessed, because y'all, everybody that was in the studio was huddled around the table taking the pictures. They were taking the pictures on their cellular telephonic device, and they were taking those Super 8 movies. Y'all, it was just y'all. Big Ricky actually turned orange, I believe. And y'all, it was just the funniest thing. And Big Fatty, wasn't funny when they were up shooting it out their buttholes all night. No, well, anyway, y'all. Then on Sunday we started Sunday with But First. Y'all, I just realized that I've missed the Sunday night But First. But y'all, we were able to bring in Alex Lefebvre and the Faye Driver. So everybody got to see the Faye Driver and Alex Lefebvre. Although they couldn't see the... Well, I think Mr. Mike turned it around so they could see him. Oh, I don't know if he did or not. It doesn't matter. And then we had lots of little shows in the afternoon. Y'all, that gay country boy, y'all, it was like watching an episode of Dr. Phil. He just asked the questions, and the audience had to answer. And you know, he just stayed right on. And y'all, then he took a dark turn and started talking about Days of Our Lives or something like that. I don't really know what happened there. And y'all, then the Laughing Buddha. The Laughing Buddha he did a beer tasting, and y'all, it was quite popular. Oh, I might go back and say that during the hot wing challenge, there were extra hot wings for the audience to taste, and y'all, Durwood, I believe Durwood's butthole is still on fire too, isn't it, Granny? Yeah, that's exactly what it sounded like. And then we closed out Pride 48 Nolens with Mr. Cackle and the crew. Mr. Cackle and the crew were out at the Phoenix Bar on Saturday night with Granny and Durwood. Y'all, Granny and Durwood, they came in so late Saturday night, because I didn't go out Saturday night either, because I was tired. They came in, and Granny, you know, Granny gets a little loud. I don't know if you knew that or not, but he gets a little loud once he's been cocktailed. Y'all, he was telling this story about how he got an Uber before everybody else left the bar, and yet everybody else was back at the bar before he got back to the bar. And Durwood says, well, that's because we were nice. Old Crooked Hat took the group on the cemetery tour. Y'all, I believe they had a homosexual a guide on their bus. Y'all, it was a bring your own beverage. And y'all, they had an expert on board. Dicker was probably able to offer some inside information. Yes, Big Fatty, he had won the $475. Money talks. I forgot we had the closing show, and y'all, it was a nice closing show and everything, and it had lots of nice raffle prizes for folks. But there was a homosexual tour guide on the homosexual ghost tour or the cemetery tour, and y'all, while they were out, Granny and I went to a little hole in the wall kind of restaurant. What was it called, Granny?
St. Charles.
Tavern.
Tavern.
St. Charles Tavern. And y'all, the bartender, it was recommended by one of the homosexual people here at the motel. And he says, you just go and ask for the bartender. We'll call him Larry. And so we did. And y'all, we were about the only ones in there. And y'all, we told him that we knew the homosexual that works here at the motel. And y'all, he was just as nice as he could be. The food was delicious. Big Fatty had a bowl of seafood gumbo. And Granny had some kind of balls. It was sausage and rice, a mixture, and it was fried, and you dipped it in the andale sauce or whatever. And then Granny had a Philly cheesesteak. Okay, and I had a shrimp po' boy, and y'all, there were so many shrimp on there. Y'all, I couldn't pick up the bread. Y'all, it was like a fried shrimp platter, and so I just ate the shrimp off of it. And, dang, I see where, and now I've gotten a share, and I'm going to lay down for a little bit. And y'all, going to go out Sunday night to the Phoenix so Big Fatty can have a little horror. Fun. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely... Big Fatty, no! I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all will be back in the villa on Tuesday evening. And y'all, the Gayish boys, Mike did the poppers, and Big Ricky, what have you got to say about the poppers?
That was actually the first time I'd ever experienced like what poppers were.
What, during the Gayish little show? I didn't know that. Well, congratulations.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.